Immigration Policy is Mass Incarceration by Shaka Buna. Since the re-election of President Barack Obama to the White House, there has been a gearing up to possibly introduce an immigration reform bill to Congress for its enactment as statutory law. But what says he of the mass incarceration, pardon me, mass detention of immigrants? Why is that, one may ask? Is it because from the beginning it has been President Obama's immigration policy under ICE's Secure Communities Program to detain undocumented immigrants at for-profit, corporate-owned private immigration detention centers for incarceration and deportation? Yes, Wall Street keeps his dirty hands in everything. President Obama, taking a page from former President Bill Slick Willie Clinton's playbook of mass incarceration under the guise of drug enforcement laws, is using immigration enforcement laws to mass incarcerate mostly Latino, African, and Asian immigrants. We are witnessing and experiencing the new Jim Crow of immigrant peoples. Don't believe it? Well, the U.S. had its immigration agencies of INS, ICE, CBP, and U.S. Visit under the Department of Homeland Security now define their goals in terms of national security and public safety to place it as a criminal law enforcement priority. Through the Secure Communities Program, ICE has conducted mass raids of immigrant communities, mass roundups and arrests, and mass incarceration of immigrants at immigration detention centers. There are over 110 privately owned and operated IDCs contracted with DHS throughout the United States Southwest states bordering Mexico that are receiving tens of billions of federal dollars annually to incarcerate entire immigrant families. The Wall Street bankers and investment firms are getting filthy rich for carrying on immigration enforcement in the United States. In two decades, the United States spent $187 billion of taxpayer dollars on immigration enforcement. It is obvious that the prison industrial complex has now penetrated the immigration incarceration market and has plans to milk that cow for all she's worth. That's the cutthroat capitalist way. Profit maximization, irregardless of human exploitations, sufferings, and death. From the Carceral State at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Buna. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.